Our journey to Star Wars The Last Jedi continues with the third part of the original trilogy, A Little Golden Book, Star Wars, Return of the Jedi. Adapted by Jeff Smith, illustrated by Ron Cohey. A long time ago, in a galaxy far, far away, a great war rages between the evil Galactic Empire and the Rebel Alliance. The Rebel hero Han Solo has been captured by the bounty hunter Boba Fett. Frozen in carbonite, Han is a trophy in the palace of the worm-like gangster Jabba the Hutt. Luke Skywalker, the Jedi Knight, has a rescue plan. He sends R2-D2 and C-3PO to Jabba's lair on Tatooine as gifts. See? That's what's going on. Those are the droids, C-3PO and R2-D2. And right here, this big slug, this giant monster, that's Jabba the Hutt, smoking his pipe. Behind him is his Major Domo, Bib Fortuna. Over on this side, behind the droids, there's Boba Fett, the bounty hunter. There's Han Solo, frozen in carbonite. There's a random Jawa. And there, Salacious Crumb, the Kowakian monkey lizard. That's what he sounds like. A mysterious bounty hunter arrives to collect a reward for capturing Han's Wookiee co-pilot, Chewbacca. The bounty hunter is really Princess Leia. Under cover of night, she frees Han from his icy prison. Unfortunately, Jabba's Gamorrean guards quickly capture them. There's Han and Leia reunited, but there's the Gamorrean guards. Oh, look at this big monster. That's the Rancor fighting Luke. Soon after, Luke enters the palace and orders Jabba to release his friends. Yeah. That's pretty much what Jabba says. A trap door springs open. Jabba shakes with laughter. As Luke falls into the dungeon, a mighty beast called a Rancor attacks. Luke crushes it with a giant gate. Whew. Oh man, look at all that's going on this page. Okay, this is basically the sail barge attack. To punish Luke and his friends, Jabba will feed them to the Sarlacc, a sand monster. It will digest them for 1,000 years. But just before Luke is about to be eaten, he springs into action. R2-D2 tosses the Jedi his lightsaber. Throwing off his disguise, the rebel Lando Calrissian joins the fight. The heroes quickly defeat Jabba and his henchmen. See in these pages? See, there's Luke and Leia on the sail barge. What's Leia wearing? That's scandalous. Here's the skiff. Chewbacca's throwing a replay over the side. Lando's dangling above the Sarlacc. The droids are buried in the sand. Han knocks Boba Fett into the Sarlacc pit. Burp. Luke and his friends escape Jabba's barge as it explodes. Kaboom! There's Darth Vader kneeling before the Emperor with the partially constructed Death Star in the back. Across the galaxy, Luke's father, Darth Vader, is about to set an evil plot in motion. He is overseeing construction of a new Death Star, a battle station so powerful it will be able to destroy the rebels. A force shield generated on the nearby forest moon of Endor protects it. The Imperial Emperor tells Vader he wants Luke to join the Empire. Together we can turn him to the dark side of the Force. Back on Dagobah as Yoda is passing away, Luke sits there sad with Obi-Wan's ghost by him. Luke flies his X-Wing fighter to Dagobah to finish his Jedi training with Yoda. The wise old Jedi Master tells Luke he must confront Darth Vader. Just before Yoda fades away and becomes one with the Force, he whispers, "There is another Skywalker." Suddenly, the ghost of Obi-Wan Kenobi, Luke's first Jedi Master, appears. He reveals that Princess Leia is really Luke's sister. What? Luke rejoins his friends on the rebel convoy in space. The commander of the rebel fleet, Admiral Akbar, has a plan to destroy the new Death Star. Lando will lead the space attack in the Millennium Falcon. Han, Luke, and Leia will lead a strike team to the moon of Endor to disable the Force Shield. See? There's the rebels, there's the planes for the Death Star, and there's Admiral Akbar. There's the stolen shuttle taking them to Endor. And look, there's the rebels. They see a biker scout on a speeder bike. Soon, Luke and his friends land on Endor to complete their mission. Scout troopers spot the rebels and race away on speeder bikes to warn the Empire. Oh no! Look, Luke and Leia hop onto a speeder bike and chase the scout troopers. The rebels zip through the trees and quickly catch up. There's the Imperial biker scout on his bike with Luke and Leia on a scout bike of their own chasing him. Luke and Leia stop the Imperial scouts, but they become separated during the chase. Lost, Leia meets a small furry creature called an Ewok. His name is Wicket. Yeah. You like the Ewoks? Ita chabuki yuki. Yipta. Luke rejoins Han and the rebel strike team. They are worried because Leia has not returned. But as the heroes set off to find the princess, they are trapped in a net. Whoosh. The rebels are captured by Ewoks. See them captured in the net? Luke and Han are happy to find Leia safe and sound at the Ewoks' village. The creatures bow before C-3PO. They think he is a golden god. He tells the Ewoks stories of the Rebel Alliance's heroic struggles against the Empire. The Ewoks release Luke and his friends and agree to help fight the Imperial forces on their world. Look at them. All the Ewoks are so happy to see C-3PO. Yeah. All right. Up in space, that's Lando Calrissian and Nia Numb, his co-pilot. At the controls of the Millennium Falcon, Lando and his co-pilot, Nia Numb, begin the rebel attack on the new Death Star. On Endor, Han's team and the Ewoks prepare to destroy the shield generator. That's that. Oh, look. The stormtroopers aren't prepared for enemies as small as the Ewoks. The Ewoks' simple traps made from logs and rocks overwhelm the Imperial walkers. See that? The AT-ST scout walker. It's being crushed by those two huge logs. Han, Leia, and Chewbacca storm the bunker and disable the shield. Lando can now destroy the Death Star. See Han running from the explosion? Uh-oh. There's the evil Emperor and his throne. Luke surrenders to Darth Vader. He thinks there is still good in his father. But Vader delivers Luke to the Emperor on the Death Star. The Emperor wants Luke to unleash his rage and join the dark side of the Force. He makes the young Jedi fight Darth Vader. Look, that's them fighting with their lightsabers. Whoosh! Vader and Luke duel. Clash! Oh no! The Emperor is zapping Luke with lightning. Luke wins the battle but refuses to finish off his father. If you will not be turned, you will be destroyed. The Emperor hisses. He shocks Luke with evil force lightning from his fingers. Zap, zap. Darth Vader feels the good growing inside him. With the last of his strength, he rises up and heaves the Emperor into the deep reactor shaft. Yeah. The Death Star is about to be destroyed. Luke wants to save his father. No, Vader whispers. You already have. Look, that's Vader without his helmet. He's just an old, ugly white guy with scars. All right, look. That's inside the Death Star, all those ships flying around. Meanwhile, the battle rages in space, evading lasers and zooming TIE fighters. Meanwhile, the battle rages in space, evading lasers and zooming TIE fighters, Lando and Nian Num fly the Millennium Falcon deep into the Death Star. Boo! Look, it blows up! They destroy the main reactor and the giant station begins to collapse. The rebels speed away as the Death Star explodes! Boom! Look at that. Explosion, them flying away. Last page. Look, they're all partying in the Ewok village. And there at the bottom is Luke standing with the ghosts of former Jedi. The evil Empire is defeated. There is a celebration from Tatooine all the way to Endor. The Ewoks sing and dance, and Chewbacca roars. R2-D2 beeps with joy. Luke is happy. The galaxy is safe. And the Force is at peace once again. Well, buddy, tomorrow we read The Force Awakens to get ready for the Last Jedi. What did you think? It seemed like you were struggling through that one. I think maybe at the same point that the Death Star was exploding, you had a little explosion of your own, didn't you? Let me check. Yeah, you did. You had your own little explosion. Okay, all right. Well, let's wrap this one up.